every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and the College Bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. And for more information on how to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio, or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20, only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Plenty to get into on the show. Next week, the Nitro Boats Bassmaster Elite Qualifier Series begins at Lake Champlain as 100 anglers will vie over three tournaments for the top 10 in points and a seat on the 2026 Progressive Bassmaster Elite Series. Now, Tournament Director Hank Weldon will join us to discuss that, and Elite Series Pro Brian Schmidt, who has won an Open and an Elite on Champlain and will compete next week, will join us as well. Plus, the newest member of the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, Craig Lamb, is coming up to discuss his journey to bass immortality. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 Fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat. and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If
you overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fighter, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, what a way to start it off, right? We started off with a Hall of Famer. And, you know, I need to say this. I have been a lifetime member of BASS since 1981. I was a 20-year-old kid at the time. And Craig Lamb has been involved in all of these different aspects of bass production, writing, TV shows, everything. And I say this in a positive way. He's like the Forrest Gump of bass. I mean, everywhere he just pops up, you know, everywhere throughout bass over the last, oh, goodness gracious, 40, 45 years. And he joins us now on the VMC Hook, just a week or two away from being inducted into the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. Craig Lamb is with us. Craig, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
All good, Tom. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic. Yeah, I'm fantastic. We share a neighborhood in Middle Tennessee for years. I've been in Tennessee now for 17, 18 years, something like that. So we've kind of crossed paths at various times. And we also share a birthday as well this past week. It was our birthdays as well. You're just 1 year older than me. And, you know, it's been amazing. I mean, I believe Harold Sharp called you the original bass groupie. I thought I was the original bass groupie, but I guess it's you. But you have been a part of pretty much everything that has gone on in the last 45 years of bass, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's been quite a career, to be honest with you, because I've been able to do all of these different, these different roles. I joined bass when I was 14. And kind of got into it indirectly. I was like probably a lot of people, a lot of kids, you know, they aspired to be like, in my case, Rick Klun. And then, I took two summers worth of summer jobs and quickly found out after spending all that money on entry fees and expenses to fish a couple of our tournaments that I had to have a plan B if I wanted to make a career out of it all. The groupie part was interesting. I just kept showing up at tournaments when I could get out of class or on a vacation. And I guess people either, she was like, who is this kid? And I really was outgoing and started meeting people. And it was really God's divine timing, put me in the right place at the right time. And right out of college, I was in my early 20s. I got a job at Ranger Boats. Mm. And then a few years later at Bass, you know, I've been there ever since.
My first two bass boats were Rangers in 1982 and in 1983. I had the old V375 with the white Johnson 150 on the back. It was state of the art. I mean, it had padded seats, yep, on both sides in the front, dual console. And, of course, 150 was the max that we could run. And, I had probably three or four of those jackets that had Ranger boats embroidered into the back with flipping Arkansas, you know, on it. And, you know, I thought Forrest Wood hung the moon, and you got to work for him. I later in my career, in fact, I'm looking right now in the Bassmaster Radio Studios here on the wall of a picture of Forrest Wood hand signed to me, you know, with a very nice little note on there. I got to meet him, thankfully, in the last few years of his life. But man, what an experience that was. And again, being able to see the evolution of something as simple as the bass boat, you know, through working with Forrest Wood.
Yeah, that was the neat part of it, because I literally went to Forrest and said, I want to work here. And he just kind of chuckled, you know, the way he does. And he said, well, come back and talk to us sometime. I did. And he was surprised that I drove all the way over there. And he said, well, we'll figure out something for you to do. And so, you know, I got there my first day at work. I'm in my 20s, just out of college and ready to conquer the world. Where's my desk? Where's my office? Where's my name on my desk and all that? And they looked at me and said, here's a set of keys to a Chevy Dually. You're driving it to Las Vegas, Nevada for the dealer meeting. And I look out there and there's a boat, Ranger 330, and trailer over the top of it, and two more boats on a double stack trailer. And boy, did I ever, it was very enlightening for me to say, okay, here's how the real world works. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did a lot of things there, plant tours, took Forrest boat to the tournaments. But honestly, Tom, what I really learned more about was just about loyalty, integrity, honesty, and a lot of hard work. And, you know, there's a lot of places, job titles don't mean a thing. It comes down to everybody working together. And, you know, really, I pretty much became a man when I was there in Flipping, getting to work with all of them. Yeah, it's quite an experience.
Greg Lamb will go into the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame in Springfield, Missouri, coming up on September 25th will be his induction ceremony when that happens. Take me back to the Nashville Network and working on the Bassmasters TV show. Bob Cobbin has become a great friend as well. There's another letter right next to the Forrest Wood one from Bob Cobbin, Ray Scott. What was it like working with him and being involved in TV production? And is that what your background was? You say when you came out of college, were you trained in any of this type of stuff in terms of production?
Yeah, I really had a multimedia, isn't that funny? The Forrest Gump of degrees. I had a multimedia degree. And by fate again, I was still at Ranger. And that's when they started the show, was in 85. And I was just there to help. You know, Bob said, hey, can you help us hold this microphone or whatever? I'm not sure. And so the next thing you know, I'm running a camera boat. And the next thing you know, I'm on the crew, and then I'm at Bass, and you know, later on at TNN. So it was really rewarding, you know, especially in the TNN years. That the Bassmasters was not even going to be a TV series. A lot of people don't know that. Helen Sevier and David Hall at TNN got together, and Helen only wanted a 30-minute infomercial so we could increase our memberships. That's all she wanted it for, because that's really where her mind is. Memberships sell sponsorship. And TNN said, no, we're going to make this a 30-minute show. Yeah, the ratings took off. Bob, of course, was the face of it. And we did some great things. You know, we did a live weighing at a classic and really took the production quality up. And I was a big part of that. And it was really rewarding to see Bob, Bob's skills, you know, just from magazine to TV were seamless. You know, you love the opening. Alice, Bob Cobb, today we've got Denny Brower versus Sean Gregory, Rod to Rod, blah, blah, blah. You know, we were all on our edge of our seats before the show even started. So, it was quite rewarding.
Yeah, he laid down a little, this is Bob Cobb of the Bassmasters. Now back to Bassmaster Radio. You know, he always loved laying that kind of stuff down. It was good. And you were involved in this deal with the Megabucks with the 10-hole format. It was before its time. I think something like that would be a huge hit now with the, you know, with the cameras that we have, with the live cameras and everything else that can be done. I'm telling you, man, somebody needs to resurrect that idea. I thought the Megabucks tournament in the lake being broken up into like 10 holes like a golf course and guys having to move from hole to hole, I thought that was fascinating. And now with the technology and everything else, you could have it in one hole, you wouldn't have it in another. I think it would be a great idea.
Yeah, you know, that was another, obviously, an idea that was for its time. It started with Harold Sharp, the first tournament director, and you know, Harold's vision was that we would create these venues where you would be able to have, you know, stands and watch it like a watch it unfold right there. You'd be able to have people on the shoreline watching it all. And of course that never happened, but boy, did it ever make some good for some good TV, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it did. I thought it would be, and I think it would be a great format to bring back. You still find them out there. If you're out at a tournament, you're gonna find them. I mean, over 400 events, you'll see Craig Glamm out there interviewing the anglers and putting together pieces and so on. And we can only hope that a book is coming. You know, Cobb wrote a book, and it was pretty fascinating. But, you know, I think that you could take us, you know, pull back the curtain and write a book as well. And I think that that would be fascinating stuff. Congratulations, though, on going into the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. What an honor that is, and what an honor it's been to have you on Bassmaster Radio.
Well, Tom, I really appreciate it. You know, it's I was thinking about this the other day. You know, I'm in the trenches. You know, I work behind the scenes, and really to me this is a tribute, and I want my blue jacket to be for all of us.
Yeah. Well,
for everybody who works behind the scenes, you, all of us to do the content. This one's for us.
Well, that's tremendous. If I'm included in that, it's going to have to be a little bit bigger blue jacket than the one that you're going to be wearing, but that's okay. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you, Craig. Great stuff. Congrats again. Be safe.
Thank you, Tom. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you. That's Craig Glamm. What a great guy. What a humble man. Great guy. It just behind the scenes, you know, helping make everything happen, and richly deserved Hall of Famer. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Brian Schmidt will join us. We'll break down Champlain. He'll be fishing the EQ there at Champlain. It's been an ATM for him. He's won an Open and an Elite Series event there. We'll talk to Brian Schmidt next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and glad you are with us today. And, you know, when you think about Champlain, where the EQs are going to get started, the Nitro Boats Bassmaster EQs presented by Bass Pro Shops, boy, that's a mouthful, but they are going to get going starting next week at Lake Champlain. And if you're going to talk about Lake Champlain, you might want to talk to Brian Schmidt because, one, he says it's his favorite lake on the planet, and two, he won there back in 2021 on the Elite Series as well. So I figured I'd reach out to him. And three, four, and five, he's fishing next week in the EQ Series at Champlain, and he joins us now on a VMC hook. Brian, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
Good, man. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be on the show with you and talking about my favorite place to go.
Your favorite place to go. And you don't need it. I mean, there are elites that are fishing this deal that need it because they need to try and get qualified, to re-qualify for the Elite Series or trying to get into the Classic. But with the year that you had, good year, firmly in the Classic, 26th in the points, you just love Champlain and thought, you know what, I'll go pick up some cash maybe if I go fish this deal, right?
That sums it up. To be honest with you, you know, I was very excited to hear that we were allowed to fish them, even if we didn't need to requalify. Yeah. I hate to say this, like it was marked on my calendar, like, and I've been thinking about it even more than some of the Elite Series tournaments. But you know, it's kind of sad to say that. You know, I love that place so much that, like, you know, I was saying to myself, man, I hope I get to fish Champlain EQ and already in the Classic and, you know, not worrying about points. And here we are. So we're there. You know, the cool thing is, man, I fished two tournaments up there in September before. I actually fished the FLW Tour Open back in 2011. That was the first time I ever fished that lake. And it was in September. And then I fished a Bassmaster Open. I forget if it was like 16 or 18.
I was in that tournament. I fished it. That tournament was the first time I ever saw forward-facing sonar. I think it was 18, something like that.
Whatever it was, I won that Open as well.
Yeah.
And that was in September. And so, man, I really, really like the place. I really like it in September. Can't wait to get up there.
Yeah. No, it's going to be tremendous. You know who your biggest fan is? In that tournament, in this tournament, is John Cruz, right? John Cruz.
That's a fact. He might have mentioned it to me about 500 times already.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Cruz is pulling for you.
I would love to punch his ticket. I'm telling you, I would love to punch his ticket. So
for those of you that don't know what we're talking, right? For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, John Cruz is the next man in. If somebody double qualifies through the EQs, he'll be the next man into the Classic. He's 44th. The top 43 guys have qualified already. John Cruz is 44. So anyone who has already won an Open this year or an Elite who is already qualified for the Classic, like Brian Schmidt, they will open the door to let John Cruz into the Classic. So we'll see how that works out. Now, unlike next year when you go there with the Elites, you get to use your forward-facing sonar in this one, right? I mean, it's a different animal this year compared to next year, right?
100%. It's going to be just like it's been last several years, and applying it, you know, whatever you do, you better apply it. The Garmin LiveScope, you know, on this event, I don't care if you're fishing, you know, 2 foot of water, if you're fishing 100, you better apply it. So yeah, I can't wait to get up there and get that thing going, man.
You averaged about 20 pounds, just under 20 pounds a day when you won in 2021 there. And, you know, what is your expectation on this one? Do you think that the weights out will be the same or a little bit higher? Obviously, it's a three-day deal, so we would be talking about the equivalent of a 60-pound tournament. Is this a 60-pound tournament in your mind?
No, sir. So hear me out on this. When LiveScope really shined and started to really take over that lake, we saw the smallmouth weights get, you know, incredible. If you look at the last few elites in August, I foresee that being the same thing with them even being heavier because we're so far into the year. The leaves are probably changing up there. I mean, it's fall. and they're going to be the fattest they are, you know, almost. And so I think, you know, there's going to be incredible amount of 21 to 23 pound bags, a small amount. With it being a 3-day event, a guy can mix in some largemouth too. I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say you're going to need over 23 a day to win. It's not going to be 24 a day to win, but somewhere between 23 or 24 a day to win is probably going to do it this week. So, and it's going to be crazy weights throughout.
So you're thinking you're closing in on 70 pounds to win this thing. It was 2016 when you won the open up there, and that was 60 pounds, basically, right at, you were 59-13. And you're saying that was the same time of year, basically, right?
Same time of year. Now everybody is so much better. Garmin Live Scope, so much more dialed in. Everybody's good with it. The weights, you could add 10 pounds to that. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Brian Schmidt with us here, breaking down Champlain for next week and the open there. Do you think, just looking ahead to next year a little bit, no scope, Does that bring Ticonderoga back into the mix? I mean, do you think people will head south again, go looking for largemouth, or does it bring the marinas and things like that back into the mix where people might be, looking for largemouth that way?
100%. You're going to have to kind of branch out to more predictable fish. It's going to change it up. There'll definitely be guys looking down there. Like the last couple of leads, If I could be honest, I don't even think one or two guys even looked down in tides. That tells you, you know. And I remember going there for years fishing Toyotas, and half the field's down there all prepped.
Right.
You know, you couldn't even park. So it's going to change. Oh, it's going to get back to kind of the way it used to be with weights and tactics. It's going to be interesting, man. If a guy could still figure out those smallmouth, you know, a guy or two without forward facing, man, my hat's off to him. I'm sure there'll be some guys that do, but it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it is. And, Lake Champlain, it's like an ocean sometimes. I mean, it's weird. You know, there could be no wind or next to no wind, and for some reason there's like rollers coming through there. You're trying to go across the lake or go to the inland sea or something like that, and there's like rollers. It's like, what's going on here? There's no wind hardly, and it can be that way. It can also be slick calm. Do you think that if you've got spots still in your electronics, or you still got those spots marked, boulders, things like that, will those spots hold fish over and over again, or do you try to get that out of your brain and start all over again when you get there for practice?
It depends on the season, but man, it seems like you got to figure out new zones every year, like a hot zone per week. This week, this zone could be good. And then of course, you know, I have places in each zone to like, but I've learned on that lake, you really have to show up and see where they're at. Like, you know, after I won that elite, the next time I was like, I'm going to do the same thing. It doesn't work. You have to really have an open mind and just see what zone's hot, and you got to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't force something that you want to do on that lake. You got to do what has to be done. So the cool thing is, you know, it's so big, and there's schools of fish in multiple zones, but it just seems like one zone will just put out a little bit better quality.
Brian Schmidt here with us, and I'm sure that your buddy John Cruz at Missile Baits has probably got some new things for you to take a look at as you try to help him get into the Classic.
100%. I'm looking forward to a couple things for sure this week. I'm really looking forward to flipping the old D-bomb around a little bit.
Oh yeah.
And some milfoil this week, as it starts to cool off. Some of those fish want to get in that beautiful lush milfoil, and the magic worm is going to be a player, and you know, the micro D-bomb. I would love, like I said, if I got blessed to win and it got John in, man, it would mean the world to me. And you know, the only thing I would ask from them is just buy me a dinner one time, you know, nothing big.
And extend your contract 5 years.
Yeah,
that too. Yeah, tell him. By the way, you're gonna extend my contract. All right, before I let you go, just quickly, what, where were you? You know, we got the big announcement last week about the forward facing for next year. We got the lakes. We found out who has it and who doesn't have it. I think it's very, very fascinating. I thought the show was outstanding. But where were you on that whole thing? Were you voting, I don't want it at all? Were you voting, we need to keep it 100%? Or do you like what they did, this compromise?
You know, I'll be honest, man, my roots, you know, I'm a shallow guy and fish a visual, but by gosh, I've been with Garmin since the inception and I have fell in love with it. It is a huge tool for me.
Yeah.
So I wanted to keep it, you know, and continue to use Garmin LiveScope. It's just, you know, what's happening anymore with Bassmaster, which is a good thing. They're listening to everybody. Everybody has opinion and votes.
Yeah.
So the majority wins. And, you know, look, I'm very confident that I can fish with or without it, but I do love it, man.
Yeah.
It makes my process so much quicker. So we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not, you know what I mean? We'll see how it goes.
I'm a Garmin guy too, front to back, all the way. All of my units are Garmin units, and I've really started getting used to it a little bit this year. I just love the educational part about it, for sure. And I'm a power guy too. I love fishing shallow too, but it's been fun to kind of poke around with that thing. Brian Schmidt has been our guest. Brian, I appreciate you. I will see you next week up at Champlain.
Can't wait, brother. See you there.
All right, good stuff right there, Brian Schmidt. Good dude. All right, let's get a break. And when we come back, Hank Weldon is the director of tournaments for the Opens, and he's got a new schedule for next year. That's next on Phoenix Post Bassmaster Radio, the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to vfoutdoors.com to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, of course, coming up next week, it will be the Nitro Boats Bassmaster Elite Qualifier Series presented by Bass Pro Shops, getting started at Lake Champlain. We just talked to Brian Schmidt. He'll be there fishing it as well. That place has been an ATM machine for him. But also this past week, the schedule came out for the 2026 St. Croix Bassmaster Opens presented by Seven. And so I thought, well, we got to reach back out to our guy, Hank Weldon. He is the tournament director for the Opens. It's his job to put this whole puzzle together. And he joins us now on the VMC hook. Hank, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I feel like we just did this, Tom, didn't we?
We did.
But I'm happy to be back. Yeah.
Well, we did. Well,
a lot going on right now, but yeah. We're excited.
Yeah, news just keeps popping. You know what I mean? Stuff just keeps happening. So, yeah, you know, it was something. And this is a lot of work. I mean, this is – you have so much to do when you're making up the schedule. You know, people think, well, yeah, you know, they got Division I, Division II. They just pick four lakes and let's go. But you have to work around the schedule of other tournaments, Elite Series tournaments, other tournaments from other organizations. Then you got to make sure that everything is good to go for the community that's hosting the event. I mean, this is something that goes on. I always talk about this with Eric Lopez when he does the Elite Series schedule, but this is something that goes on for a year. I mean, you're working on this all year long for the next year, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And then, you know, yeah, everybody talks about that big break we had this year in the Opens from the 10-time waterway to Chesapeake, and that was – there may have not been a lot of tournaments going in, you know, going on there from the Open side or any tournaments, but there was a lot happening in the office back here in Birmingham. And it's not just that, you know, we've tweaked some formats here and there, elite qualifier qualifications. You know, it's I feel like we've got a pretty cool thing this year. We haven't even started, and you know, yeah, we're already seeing a few slight adjustments needed for next year. So excited to finally get that out to the public, so the anglers can start planning.
Yeah, yeah, and we'll get into the changes there in just a moment. I know some people say, boy, it seems like a lot of the same places, you know, going back to and so on, familiar waters. But, you know, first of all, these are some of the best waters, you know, anywhere in the country, best lakes anywhere in the country when you look at the 2026 schedule. But the other part of it is, you're working with communities that have a familiarity, right? I mean, it's not like you can just all of a sudden decide to go to some random waterway that you haven't gone to before, because you got to break in a whole new community. They got to understand what they're getting into and so on. So, I mean, I would imagine when you decide to go to the Kissimmee chain or when you decide to go to the Grand Lake, you know, at least you're dealing with people that understand, you know, the nature of what's going on here.
Right. No, that's right. And while it may seem like a frequent stop on the Bassmaster Trail, if you're looking at it from a series side of things, it's not. We haven't been to Kissimmee since, I think, 21. So we're going to be 6 years removed. You follow. Same thing, Lake Norman. I've never run an open there personally, so it's been a long time, over 5 years there. And then Lake Erie on the Division I side, you know, but out of Buffalo, I've never been there. I think the last time we were there was an Elite Series event, or when we did that little boutique tournament, if you remember the bracket.
Yeah.
Where they fished the Niagara River. Yeah. So it was been a long, long time since we've been there. You know, we wanted to, and Division II, we wanted to go back to Sam Rayburn because we were weather plagued this year. And I mean, just in February, just the beast that could turn into with fishing. So happy to be there. Grand Lake, I've personally never run an open there, so it's been over 5 years there in Oklahoma. And Pickwick, same thing, never personally run an open there either, so we're 5 years removed from that. But then we do have lacrosse, which is a frequent stop, but man, that's a fun tournament to end the season with.
Sure,
on Division II, because it'll be tight. You can't really run away with an event Kyle Welcher style on the Mississippi River out of lacrosse, so it'll be tight and intense for those anglers, and it'll be fun to watch. And it's in June that time of year too. We haven't been in June in a long time to lacrosse. That's usually, you know, an August, September stop.
Yeah, that'll be the spawn will still be going on there for sure at that time. And it'll be I call it restrictor plate fishing. You know, the guys, you just can't separate. You know, it's like a pack racing. You know what I mean? They're just gonna, like, Talladega. Right. They're all gonna be right on top of each other, you know, the whole time for sure. So let's take a look at this schedule and then the uniqueness of what you guys decided to do in terms of going with every other, in terms of forward facing sonar. We saw that very exciting show that was done to determine what elite venues would use forward facing and what wouldn't. You kind of dovetailed that in terms of every other tournament. But in this case, you guys made the decision in the office. Now, when you made that decision in the office, was there rhyme or reason to it as to what, we'll get to the actual lakes, but was there any rhyme or reason to it? Or did you say, okay, first one, no, second one, yes, first, the third one, no, and so on, alternating between the two divisions?
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, there was a little bit of talk with that, but that's right. We just, you know, for people want transparency, and we'll just tell you, I mean, the decision was made here at Bass on which ones to do it and which ones not to do it. But, you know, there was some strategy, some discussion that went into that, but we thought the most fair way to do it, to keep it balanced, let's start one division with it and one division without it, and we'll alternate mm-hmm. each event until we get through those, you know, those four events in each division. And that's as really as simple, you know, KISS, keep it simple, stupid, and yeah. That's what we did here.
Yeah, and I got to say, too, on the dates, you mentioned the weather issues this past year, and only God controls the weather, and so you can't do anything about that. But having said that, you know, late January, last weekend of January at Kissimmee, pretty good chance that you're fine there. I mean, you're going to get that whole thing in. You don't miss anything there. That February 19th through 21 at Rayburn in Division Two, that can be a little bit dicey. But after that, it's April, you know, April, May, June, and August for all the rest of the tournaments. My guess is, I mean, you know, you don't know, but my guess is that you should be in pretty good shape weather-wise in most of these places.
You know, I'm not going to answer that question because do not want to jinx anything. But yes, that's the thinking going into it. You know, these guys, you know, they sign up the anglers, and we want to give them what they sign up and anticipate, right? You know, we always try to guarantee two full field days, but a complete open is two full field days, and then a bonus for the top 10, they get one more day to go out there and compete. So, you know, that's the goal. So we hope it happens. And again, man, you look at these lakes, and
yeah,
we are hitting some at the peak, you know, in terms of not all of them are, you know, 10 pound producing fisheries, 10 pounder producing, but you look at like Lake Norman, that's going to be a lacrosse on that side. That's going to mm-hmm. be tight. There's going to be a lot of fish being caught. They're going to be on docks. They're going to maybe still be spawning. The herring are going to be doing their thing. That should be a very exciting tournament. I'm really looking forward to that one because it'll be tight down to the end.
Well, in looking at Division One, we'll look at that one first. The Kissimmee chain opens up no forward facing there. And you know what? It's okay. You know, that's going to be a lot of shallow water, a lot of grass, a lot of, you know, I mean, that's a place where certainly, you know, if you have a choice, you can get away without using it there. So that makes a lot of sense. And then from there to Lake Eufaula in Alabama, and you will have forward facing there. So, and again, I think that makes sense for the anglers. That'll be April 1st through the 3rd. The first one that gets a little bit, you know, that April 30th, May 2nd, Lake Norman in Charlotte, that's one where a lot of people would use forward facing, a lot of spotted bass. You'd chase them around, chasing schools around and things like that. Certainly, I did fish that open that you weren't running at that particular point in time. Chris Bose was running it, and but it was a lot of docks and a lot of back creeks and things like that. So there are things that you can do without it, but I think that's the first one that you look at and say some guys might miss it there.
Right. No, you're right. Between Eufaula and Norman, you know, and again, that's just kind of how that randomness fell, right? Even though we decided which one to start, which division to start with it, and which division to start without it. And this was the division to start without it. And Norman fell in that slot without forward facing. But yeah, I mean, it's Lake Norman. Those fish are going to be feeding, and you know, again, having grown up on Lake Martin, I'm very similar to Lake Norman. I know how those fish act in May, so I don't think there'll be any drop off on catch rates for that event. Shouldn't be, at least.
And then Lake Erie, you will have it, and I think it'll be very much in play there. It'll be something very, very important there. So the flip side is Division Two, open up with Sam Rayburn. You have it there. That's good. Grand Lake of the Cherokees, don't have it there. And we'll see whether or not Jason Christie wants to get in that one. You know, he might be in that open. We'll see. But that Grand Lake deal, you can certainly fish that lake without it. Tennessee River, you have it anywhere on a Tennessee River. You really do want to have it. You know, such an offshore fishery.
Yep.
So that's really good for Pickwick. And then without it on the upper Mississippi River out of La Crosse, and about half the guys said they barely even turned it on. You know, up there at the elite event last month. So certainly that's a fishery that you can fish without it. Just find some grass and throw some top water.
Yep, no, that's right. I mean, you saw it.
Yeah.
Duckweed, pencil reeds, frogs, you know, and there's smallmouth to play too. But again, being in June, that's the interesting part about that one is where will the fish be? What stage? Are they still spawning? Do we have a warm spring, you know, an early summer? It'll be interesting to watch how that one gets broken down for sure.
So now let's go to some of the changes. If you are angler of the year in either division, you get into EQs, all expenses, well, not all expenses paid, but entry fees paid, you know, which is right. Which is a thing. I mean, that's $10,000 plus of entry fees that are paid for you. So that is a really big deal. But it makes winning, you know, the AOI in your division important again.
That's right. And installing the overall back, you know, we had 34 anglers this year fishing all eight. And they, you know, to be honest, they really didn't have an incentive to fish all eight, but now they do because the first 35 bursts to the EQs will be awarded via the overall AOI. So, we're focused on that first, but then how does that help the divisions? And this is how, if you're inside that top 35 on the overall, and you're inside the top 50 in the divisions, we will work down to get 50 incremental anglers out of each division to go to the EQ. So 135 bursts through the AOI races via the overall, the Division 1 and Division 2. So,
yeah.
You know, a little more at stake, and there will be work downs this year.
So you could finish
this upcoming year.
You can finish 59th in a particular division and still make it to the – still be qualified for the EQs based on the fact that there'll be so many double qualifiers. And there should be –
you would think potentially
that there would be a decent amount of double qualifiers as well. And, of course, the Bassmaster Classic, which will be by then the 2027 Bassmaster Classic, which has not been announced yet where it'll be. But obviously that goes to each winner as long as you fish just on your division. So you don't have to fish all eight. If you fish and win on your division, fish all four in one division, win one of these, you're automatically in the Classic.
That's right. Usual stuff there. But we have now inserted two. Not only will you win a berth to the Classic if you're entered into a full division and win an event, but that will also qualify you to the Elite Qualifiers if you're entered into a full division and win one. So
not paid, though. That's not paid. That's just you're
that's
just
correct.
Qualified.
No, it just gets you a berth.
Even if you finished 110th in the points, but you won one event, you get to go fish the EQ Series. All right, man.
That's correct.
This is good stuff. This is exciting. When will we know the EQ schedule for 2026?
Good question. The plan is to get that out before opens registration starts. So
okay.
Opens registration opens up November 4th. We want anglers to know the full slate of schedule this year. That was a little bit of a miss last year where – you know, we were trying to keep it a secret, we ended up announcing it, I think, in December. But this year, the plan is to have it out and fully announced before we roll into registration so anglers know what they're signing up for.
Always a pleasure. Hank Weldon has been our guest. Hank, I will see you in beautiful Plattsburgh, full foliage. Looking forward to that. Great tournament, great fishery. And we're looking forward to seeing you up there next week.
Yeah, I'm ready to get those EQs started. Thanks, Tom. We'll see you up there. Safe travels. And everybody tune in. Should be fun getting those EQs and postseason of bass fishing started next week.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time had by all for sure. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back, wrap this one up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163.
800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How'd you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/BASS to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on that $59 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for just $47. The 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by my friend Chris Smith and Wrap Smith in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something extra for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, they will come to your location to wrap anything you need wrapped. Find them on Facebook at WrapSmithTN. As for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform itself, the speed and the comfort that this new Phoenix model provides, and the storage options are endless. Look for it on the water near you. So now it begins for 100 hammers looking to get into the Progressive Bassmaster Elite Series. Also, there will be a few elite vets vying to secure their spot back in the big show, and others looking to qualify for the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic in Knoxville in March. Now, I will be on location all week, emceeing the takeoffs and the weigh-ins, and you can check out the weigh-in live at Bassmaster.com beginning at 3 each day. And Saturday, there will be full coverage as well on the Roku Bassmaster channel and Bassmaster.com with Ronnie Moore, Mike Sukan, and Greg DePalma back in studio. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at SportsByline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.